Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors is on the WBEN Lifeline this morning. More Americans are raiding their retirement savings to cover emergency expenses, taking early withdrawals from their 401ks. A record 5% of account holders took hardship withdrawals last year. That's up from 3% in 2023. Michael, as a financial advisor, this cannot be something you support.
No, generally not, no. And because we know that most people do not have, you know, the traditional pension plans that existed for many of our lifetimes, and when most workers in their 20s, 30s, 40s now hit retirement age, they're going to have Social Security and whatever savings they've put away. And the vehicle for most people is that 401k plan or IRAs they've saved, and that's going to be what they're going to have to live on. And we see so many people, you know, on social media, and we just see it in our own lives, you know, retiring in their 60s and living a great life. And we all want that, but you can't have that without savings. And when you tap into your Social Security, when you tap into your 401k early, you jeopardize that. And it's easier said than done, right? I mean, I've been on the end of being an employer with employees with a 401k plan. I administer 401k plans, and people have real issues and real problems out, and they need sometimes to tap that savings. And the 401k is the only savings they have in a crisis. So it's a difficult issue for a lot of people, even though you're telling them they need to save.
Is part of the reason why we're seeing it more and more because it's becoming more and more easy to do so without a penalty?
It's become a little more easy. It still is not that easy. You know, there was the article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that was referencing a Vanguard study, and I think that's where that 5% number comes from, of people tapping hardships. And to get a hardship, you basically have to exhaust all opportunities that you have in the plan. In other words, if you can get a loan out of the plan, you have to take the loan first before you can get a hardship. And then the hardship, although a little easier to get in some plans, you still have to have a legitimate reason for that hardship, like a medical emergency or a first home or to prevent eviction. So those type of things, you have to certify that exists, and you can't take more than is required. So it's not that easy to get the hardship. There's a new option where you can get $1,000 out every 3 years, I believe it is, but most plans don't have that available yet. So I think, and this is just social commentary, I think there's, from what that article says, I mean, there's a lot of people promoting it now, right? And that, you know, if you have this situation, you have this option available to you, so people know about it. People are spending, they don't have savings. We see the studies that always show that what Americans, maybe half of Americans don't have the money to cover a few hundred dollar expense in their lives. So we are a consumer-driven society, even and we're stressed. And I think that's just occurring. I mean, I'm going to say stressed, financially stressed. So you have a problem, and you go after your 401k plan. I'll also add, I think another part of that is more and more people are putting money into the 401k plan because they're becoming more and more popular, and the money's there because their employers are doing these automatic enrollments where the employee has to opt out of the plan. So a lot of employees don't opt out. So they're finding, oh, I've got a few thousand dollars in my plan. I run into a crisis. I'm going to see what I need to do to get at it.
What is there a penalty, or has that changed?
Nope, there's still a penalty. If you take a loan, there's no penalty. So let's say you have a $5,000 need, and you have at least $10,000 in your 401k plan. You can take a $5,000 loan, and you have to pay it back over a period of time at an interest rate to yourself. But if you've already taken a loan, and then you have another issue, maybe you're going to get evicted, or you have a medical issue, and you need to take money out, and you need to apply for a hardship, well, then you're going to pay tax on that money, federal and state, and a 10% penalty.
The more I've kind of looked into this, I've seen more and more people asking the question online or articles written about tapping into your 401k, not for a financial hardship, which is what we've been talking about, but for a down payment on a home, which they become more and more unaffordable for a lot of people. Right. Is that one area where you could see, okay, this might actually make sense?
I would say it could. It always depends. That's what I say to all my clients. It depends. It depends on the situation. But that there are times where if you need to get into a home and you can tap that and you're going to pay yourself back and you have the ability to, and it won't hurt your ability to pay for the mortgage, because if you're tapping into your 401k to subsidize whatever down payment money you have to make that to qualify for that house, you're going to have a loan, a high mortgage payment too. So you got to look at all those factors, but it is an area, and people can get up to $50,000 out of their 401k plan. So it becomes an area where you can use that. Again, depending on the situation, might be good, might not be. If you're a doctor and you're making a lot of money and you have this and you have no problem paying the loan back and it's not going to handcuff you, but it's circumstantial.
Michael, the Fed meets today and they're expected to decide on interest rates. No one's expecting a change. But for you, is the likelihood of a September rate cut increasing?
I think it's still flat. We've got the Fed is very data dependent. They're, although there's a couple of dissenting opinions now on where interest rates should go, I think Powell and a lot of the Fed is still saying we got to continue to look at how inflation or how the tariffs are affecting inflation. But they're also seeing some weakness in the job markets. So that's a counter to keeping interest rates flat. That would be in support of lowering them because it means employers aren't hiring as much. So there's going to be a lot of data in the next couple months. The Fed's going to be looking at that. So I still think it's 50-50, but most people think it's a higher probability that they'll lower in September.
Okay, well, I'll be watching for it. Hey, thanks as always for hopping on with us. Michael Angelucci, Level Financial Advisors, joining us live here on WBEN. Taking a look at those 401k questions that more and more people seem to be asking. WBEN.